There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Are you comfortable with your weight? Are we eating too much and not exercising enough? We are told, specifically for middle-aged men, but I'm pretty sure this goes across ages and certainly across genders, that we have a problem when it comes to weight at the moment. But is that of our own making, or is that something to do with the industry itself drawing our attention to that? We're going to be talking about this throughout the show. Basically, I need your examples, though. Have you lost weight? How did you do it? A number of high-profile examples, unlikely poster boys in the fight against male weight gain and weight loss. We'll be going through their stories and working out what their secrets were. But what worked for you? How did you shed the pounds? And what was it that made you think that you needed to shed the pounds? Do share your thoughts with us. Before we do that, though, there is the small matter of embarrassment. And Joe's just joined us in studio. I was telling the boys and the girls on the business breakfast team during the handover that I had one of my most embarrassing moments of my life last night, not to put too small a point on it. So basically, this is what happened. I was doing the Commercial Interior Design Awards down at the Madnat Arena. This is an annual gathering of the best, the brightest, the smartest and the trendiest interior designers in the business. And they all came together under one roof, 1,000 of them, no less. It was absolutely heaving. Always a good crowd, a noisy crowd, but bubbling. Plenty of excitement. It's a good, good night. But they are stylish. They're designers, after all. They're in tune with their style genes. And therefore, you sort of, you know, you want to get through it fairly efficiently in bits and pieces, but at the same time, you want to try and add a little energy, whatever. So Tom making his way up to the stage, a little bit daunted by the room, a little bit daunted by the crowd. And as I'm making my way up to the stage, I basically walk into a light fitting and I slice my cheekbone open. And it is there for all to see this morning because as I've walked in, everyone's going, oh, gosh, you're right. Did someone hit you? You got smashed? Did you get punched again? Did you, Tom? So I cut my face, and I knew I cut my face because I could feel the blood dripping down my face as I'm walking to the stage. So what's a man to do? The entry video is playing. You've got to get up on stage in front of 1,000 people. I literally just grabbed a couple of tissues and did as any man will understand. You know when you cut yourself shaving? You just dab. You dab, 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 dab. You dab as quickly as you possible, and then you leave for a bit, and then you dab, 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 dab. You know, I didn't have any toothpaste, I didn't have any aftershave, all the other little wives' tales and myths that go around to stop bleeding or stem bleeding on one's face. So I'm dabbing, 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 dabbing. I get up onto stage, launch into the intro, launch into the housekeeping and bits and pieces, launch into the 9 awards that I had before we got off the stage for a break. And it was only at that point, when I got down at halfway from this event, that I walked over to our sound desk and the guy said, you do know you've got a bit of tissue hanging off your face, don't you? So I've gone through half this award ceremony with cameras on the stage with basically a bit of tissue hanging off my cheekbone. What's worse, a bit of tissue hanging off your cheekbone or me bleeding from it? You know, I was unaware it was there. I don't know how many people picked it up. Well, I think a number of people picked it up because a number of people were waving at me during the award ceremony itself. So I felt a little bit embarrassed, but at the same time, you know, you just take it on the chin, or I took it on the cheekbone, as it were, on this case. But it sort of prompted the question that I asked a number of people. What is the most embarrassing moment that you've ever had in public? That's certainly up there for me. If anyone else has got any examples, then text us to us on 4001. It's the second time I've had it up on stage because last year, round about this time as well, I got up on stage, and this might have something to do with our other story that's doing the rounds, which of course is weight loss. In 2016, the global weight loss and weight management market worth $168.95 billion. Been asking you about your weight loss solutions this morning. Round about this time last year, after coming back from an indulgent summer, let's say, and one of the first award ceremonies I did of the season here in Dubai, I got up on stage, and as I walked up onto stage for the first award, my zip broke on my suit trousers. I mean, literally, pinged. It pinged, and so I had to perform the entire. There was no break in that one. The entire award ceremony with my clipboard rather strategically placed. And nobody could understand why I was reading all the awards from a low with my head down, but there was a reason behind that. So just a few of the pitfalls of getting up on stage, putting yourself in that sort of position. Tissue on face, a zip's going wild. But I'm asking you, what's the most embarrassing moment you've ever had in your life in public? Thank you very much indeed to all those that have been sending theirs through. Obviously, a number of them that we can't possibly read out on air, but there's a few that have made the cut. This one came through from Harry saying, swiping, waiting, and have your debit card come up declined. For me, it's one of the most stomach-churning moments that I'll ever experience. When this happens, for me, it's just a lose-lose scenario, because if you don't have the money in the bank, you're now exposed. And even if it's your account that's malfunctioning, defending yourself and appearing bamboozled will still be greeted by funny and judgmental looks. I couldn't agree more. I had it only last weekend when I put the, I think I must have put the wrong pin in or something like that. But that the person, the manager of this restaurant, just looked down his nose at me going, mm-hmm, heard that one before, thank you.
I often get the, it's been declined, ma'am. I'm like, no, it's not. It will work. Try this one. No, sorry, ma'am. Yeah, quite often.
Kim's been in touch saying, happens to me all the time, pushing doors that are built to be pulled and vice versa. It enrages me that I have a 50-50 shot, yet I always get it wrong. And I'm made to look a little bit silly. Thank you for that, Kim. 4001. Lots of ones coming through about falling over. That's obviously, it goes back to our basics when it comes to embarrassment. Slipping and falling in the rain, says Suresh. I don't have an official statistic, but this has to occur like 94% of the time at store entryways for me. Seriously, next time it rains, I'm just going to kick my feet up and enjoy the show, because at least one person will take a tumble. And it's not going to be me this time. I've done it myself. Take a step, slip. Suddenly you're staring at the sky for a moment, then splat, you greet the pavement. And there's just no way of coming back from that, is there? That is just a perfect example of embarrassment. There is no way to graciously get back to your feet.
And I do experience a little schadenfreude. I really enjoy the slapstick comedy fall whenever anyone falls. So if I do fall, I will giggle quite a lot.
A lot of people texting in with their most embarrassing public moments and also those embarrassing moments that you noticed either for yourself or others. Keep them coming in on 4001. But also do let us know about your weight loss regime. Have you been forced to lose a shed load of weight or have you had pressure put on you to lose weight but you don't need to? Obviously, you need to do it in order for it to pay dividends and see the results. But are you more than happy with the weight you are? Are you bored of people constantly bombarding you with information about weight loss? Thoughts, please. Most embarrassing moments that you have experienced in a public place, do get involved in that one. We just had one through from Ruth saying, when I was pregnant, I went to the mall and I got a horrible case of morning sickness. It hit really suddenly. So I stopped at one of those kiosks in the walkway and I threw up into the trash can. As I was throwing up, my child decided to kick me in the back at the same time. That was a fun day. So there we are, the pitfalls and the wonders of pregnancy for mums and all that goes along with that. 4001, if you'd like to share your most embarrassing moment in public, then feel free to join me in our, big talking today, though, is men's health. Not just men's health, health in general, as we discuss the habits that are turning us into, not beat around the bush, a fatter world at the moment. In 2016, the global weight and loss and weight management market was worth a staggering $168.95 billion. Question is, did diets work? Is it all a waste of money? Have you lost a lot of weight? How did you do it? In the UAE, at least 70% of men, 67% of women aged 15 years and older are considered overweight. Do men and women lose weight differently? And is there an answer to male weight loss? Why are you focusing on male weight loss this morning? Ask people out there. Because there is something of a boom at the moment. A third of men surveyed in the UK last, with the research that was released last week, are deemed, those aged between 45 and 54, so middle-aged men, are deemed to be obese. Now, that rings true with the figures that we've been reading here as well. In the UAE, at least 70% of men, 67% of women are considered overweight. These, all those aged over the over the years of 15 years old. So I suppose the question that needs to be asked first and foremost is, are regulations of what is obese and overweight, they need to be looked at the moment. If we are getting bigger as a nation, are we not relying on old ways of working who is overweight and obese? Because I remember going for a BMI or something like that a couple of years ago, and it's a quite low body fat ratio percentage that you look for within a healthy body, and just going over that makes you obese. Mm. There's no sort of in between there, and then you go from obese to morbidly obese. Does that need to be readdressed?
I think that BMI is beginning to be a bit of an outdated way of measuring your weight. But what it is saying here is that at point you can develop other illnesses. So men develop type 2 diabetes at a lower BMI than women. So with the research that's been done to date, men will develop type 2 diabetes when their body mass index is 29, as opposed to women whose body mass index is higher at 31. So I think it's really the science behind the research that is, it's a slightly outdated way of measuring. However, the scientific results will say if your BMI is this, you're more likely to get type 2 diabetes. And that's when the health ramifications come into play. So whilst you can kind of not really worry too much about what your BMI says, you need to take it into account if you are feeling overweight, looking overweight, if you are overweight, because you can then develop type 2 diabetes.
This one's a text message that's come through from Smithy out there saying, personally, I think the best diet is no diet. If your only goal is to lose the weight, you'll fail. Health and happiness are defined differently by everyone and look different for different people. Just live your life in a way that's healthy and happy for you. Also had one from Jess this morning saying, there's no rocket science when it comes to losing weight. The entire program is based on creating a calorie deficit. The number of calories burned per day should be higher than the total number of calories consumed per day. The calorie bank for a woman is 1,200 dirhams per day and 1,800 a day for men. I take that, Jess, and thank you very much indeed for that text. But I think that sort of falls into where I've got a problem with diets and the whole concept of being overweight. Who's to say that 1,200 or 1,200 calories per day for all women is the right number? Surely some women are able to burn calories quicker than other women, as 1,800 for a man as well. There are certain individuals out there whose metabolisms and bodies and the way they are wired will make them burn calories quicker than others, which is why I suppose there is no one rule for all, and it's finding out what works for you if you want to lose the weight.
If you want to have a healthy weight, and this is the point, you've got to be healthy. That, you know, I'm all for body positivity in all different shapes and sizes, as long as you're healthy. And the fact is that when you're seeing statistics that say 70% of the population are overweight, you need to start looking at, you know, why people are overweight and obesity and what can work. And I completely agree with you saying that, the fact that there is a global weight loss market that in 2023 is predicted to reach a value of nearly $300 billion a year, you've got to actually look at what works. And what works for men is something that is different to what works
completely
for women.
Yeah. And I do sort of rally against, there are those that will be listening in that had to lose weight for medical reasons, you know, and we're going to talk about diabetes a little later on in the show. And we've got some great examples of how people have reversed their diabetes. That's inspirational to all those that suffer from diabetes just by adopting a healthier lifestyle. But at the same time, given the value within the global weight loss and weight management market, the billions that are being generated by it worldwide at the moment, nobody out there can sit there and tell me that they've not been affected somehow by an article or a cookbook or a TV show or a story of weight loss that has inspired them, but equally have been bombarded by those stories all the time. So there is this culture at the moment that we are made to feel that we have to lose weight. But surely there are those amongst us who are willing to say, I don't need to lose weight. I'm happy as I am. I'm body happy. I might be a bit overweight in your eyes, but to my mind, I'm happy as Larry.
Well, with men, there has been research showing that if they're overweight and they're at a certain age in their life, they are going to be feeling more anxious and stressed about themselves if
but
they
what
are
is overweight?
Overweight.
I suppose that's my point. What is overweight? We sort of work it out as per the diets and the way that what we're being fed, ironically, excuse the pun, by the diet industry itself, saying you shouldn't look like that, you should look like this.
Well, men and women gain fat in different areas of their bodies.
Tell me about it.
I will. Later on.
We will find out more about that a little later on. One of the reasons we're having this conversation is that Joe and I were in studio yesterday and we were looking at the big screens. And who was that lad that was on the screens that got us talking about diets and fitness and the one that ever... Joe Wicks was on the team. I mean, take that as an example. That man has done extraordinarily well by basically telling us what we all knew in the first place. If you move a bit more and eat a little less, you're going to lose weight and feel better about yourself. We're talking weight loss this morning here on the show. A number of text messages coming in on today's talker. We've been talking BMI just a few moments ago. Nice point made by one of our listeners out there saying, I'm not a fan of BMI. Apparently Dan Carter, the ex-All Black number 10, one of the greatest rugby union players of recent years, still playing the game over in France as well as player coach, is overweight. On paper, and I state most of the All Black forwards would measure up as obese. That's from somebody who texted in on 4001. So we're asking diets and the global weight loss programs. I mean, do they work, or do they need to be restructured? Do they need to be rethought out at the moment in the modern world? We are all evolving. Do they need to evolve as well? Let's go to the lines now. Say good morning to Dan, who joins us live on the line. Thanks very much indeed for joining us this morning, Dan. All well?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Listen, we get bombarded by a variety of programs, now more so recently than a certain Joe Wicks who popped up on our screens yesterday. Is that one of the programs that you've come across in the past?
I did come across it, and I actually enrolled in the program that runs for 3 months. And I must say it was probably one of the better ones that I've done in the past. More sustainable, really. I think it was about finding that something that is continuous. It's not just a fad. It's about finding a lifestyle that works.
That's interesting. So is that common sense approach, is it, that makes more of a difference?
I think, you know, initially it was about finding out what combinations work in terms of what you eat and when you eat. I found actually the portion sizes very big and some of the meals difficult to finish, which he encourages. But basically it was, you know, you need to incorporate some exercise in the first month. It's only 30 minutes a day. And then that sort of builds up in the third month to about an hour and a half a day. And based on how much exercise and what you do is dependent on what meals you can have and what combinations between your proteins and your carbohydrates. But the meals were really good and huge, actually. So I found it quite easy.
And compared to others that you might have tried in the past, or you've read about in the past, it's more attainable, is it? It's something that you can incorporate into your lifestyle. You don't have to make too many sacrifices.
No, I mean, I think the sacrifices were obviously going out and things and like brunches and all of that with friends.
Yeah.
You can still do that, but it was finding out, you know, what you can eat and when you can eat it. But in terms of, you know, here's a stance, which is don't get on the scale for the first month. And really, it's about also measurements, because your muscle mass increases, so your weight sometimes increases, but your measurements go down. So, you know, it was different, and it was nice. compared to other ones in the past.
Yeah, good on you, Dan. Keep
where
up the good.
You starve yourself.
Exactly, yeah, and you're just miserable. miserable with you and yourself.
Exactly. You're hungry.
And that's the last thing you want to be going into a weekend, what with brunches, etc. tomorrow. So make sure you enjoy it, Dan. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. That was Dan. Thank you very much indeed for this one. Just come through from Sturry out there saying, I've lost 20 pounds and gained a lifestyle that I could not be happier with in the last 6 months. When we aren't content with who we are, we start turning to other sources to fill that void. For many, many people, that source is food. It was for me. Now I'm so content with myself and with the life I've built, I can't even dream of going back to who I used to be. Sorry, thanks so much indeed for that, but you haven't told us how you've lost the weight. What was it? And that, I suppose, is the other difference, isn't it? There are so many different ways to lose weight. I mean, one of them is just to stop eating, but equally there are those that lose weight by taking up bad habits as well. We've seen that in the past, you know, won't condone it for a moment, but, you know, there are those that smoke more to lose weight, and traditionally that's been one of the sort of arguments. If ever there was an argument that a smoker can proffer as a reason for smoking, one that you often hear from smokers is, "Oh, it keeps the weight off,"
Or "I'll gain weight if I give up."
I'll gain weight if I give up.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.